Hey everyone, it's Laura Burton, 416 Sales, and I hope you guys are having a fabulous, amazing day. And today I'm going to talk about how success, well, the road to success is actually kind of boring. it really is. A lot of success is made up of a lot of repetitive, monotonous, doing the same thing over and over again, and it just seems boring after a while. And I'm going to tell you a story of one of the things that I would say is probably my greatest success that I had in my life. And it doesn't seem like it was a big deal looking back to it, because it wasn't one of those successes where I was suddenly rich. Basically, it was getting my health back. So what happened was, when I was 36 years old, I was married, I was living in LA, and I started working at a department store in Beverly Hills. And the thing that was interesting about is, you know, first I had a part-time job, and then it moved on and I started selling, because that's what I do, I sell. So I started out in the fur department and was schlepping furs around, and then I started selling them. And then the people in the couture department weren't really that nice to customers. I don't know why. This one lady, it was so funny. I always said hello to her. I smiled at her. I was so nice, and she just ignored me. And I was determined to get that lady to say hello to me one day. Yeah, she worked there and she would not acknowledge my existence. And so I kept saying hello to her and smiling. I was so happy. I was like, hi, how are you? And I was so great. And then I think it was 4 months after I was there that she finally said hello. She broke down. She's like, okay, this girl is not giving up. And so I was working there and I was selling clothes, and I got moved into where I was selling clothes, and I got exposed to a lot of chemicals. A lot of the shipments that come in from overseas are sprayed with chemicals and pesticides and things like that. So here I am, and I end up getting this chemical injury. And so what happened was I ended up getting really sick, and then I couldn't work, and I went on workman's comp. Well, I wasn't used to not working. I was somebody who always liked to work. You know, I was like always busy and doing those kinds of things. So when I suddenly wasn't working, it was a little strange. And then I just started getting sicker and sicker. And then I ended up divorced and I was on workman's comp. And I felt really pathetic. You know, it's like here I'm in my, you know, 30s and I can't move very much and I can't do very much, and it was hard. And then I realized, you know, I kind of had this epiphany. You know, it's like, wow, you know, there are people, my doctors, my lawyer, and everybody who is working with me, you know, they spent years going to school so they could help someone who was sick like me. So like I had this purpose of being sick so that these people who worked really hard so that they could help people who were sick could work with me. So it's like, okay, well, that's a purpose. And it took a long time before I could start getting better. You know, I found these things to do. And so every day it was just a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And it was just continuous doing all these little things all over the place. And, you know, it was interesting because it felt like nothing was happening. And a lot of times when we're doing things and, you know, we're becoming successful, we don't see it as being successful sometimes because it's slow, you know. And like when you're first learning to do something, it takes time to really learn it. When you're first when you're making progress and doing things, you know, it doesn't seem like that much. So a lot of success is just very boring and repetitive. If you're going to become really, really good at sales, you have to make a lot of phone calls. You know, you have to talk to a lot of people. You have to be doing a lot of stuff. And so in order to be successful, you have to keep doing the same things over and over and over again. And so as you're doing that, you know, it's just really, really important that you're going to be being consistent. And so being consistent is being repetitive, and being repetitive is being monotonous. And so you have to keep yourself really energetic. You have to keep yourself excited and motivated with what you're doing so that you don't get seriously bored. Because if you get bored, then you don't want to stay on track. So I guess the encouragement is that when you realize that your success and what you're going to be building is going to require a lot of the same things. And yes, there are going to be some wins. And yes, there are going to be things to celebrate. And yes, there are going to be things that are going to be like, yes, it's so good, awesome, this was great, I landed this, I landed that. But a lot of times when you're working on something, like, you know, for me, getting better after getting injured, I got really, really sick. It took 3 years to get really, really sick. And then it took another 3 years to get better. And so there were a lot of days where I really wasn't like doing amazing things, you know. I was like, okay, I can go out now. Great, I can go out. This is awesome. But, you know, what happened in going through that experience is that it really changed me, because I couldn't be the normal person. And anytime you're in a situation where you're not going to be able to do necessarily what you want to, there's always this angst, I think, that comes in, you know, because we're striving to do things, we're striving to do stuff, and like, I want to do more, and I want to do more, and I want to be able, I think there's just this need that comes into us as human beings that we want to achieve more, we want to get more. And it's good, you know, it's good to be growing. And so it's important, as we're doing that, that we keep a real focus and an understanding of what we are accomplishing, and that we are doing good things, because we have to keep ourselves sold on what we're doing. We have to keep ourselves motivated with what we're doing. And we have to always kind of take stock at what's really working. You know, when I was talking yesterday about having that process of success that's your own, building on what you've already done, that you've succeeded on, when you stand firm in that, and that's your foundation, you can just keep moving along and moving along. And just always remember that as you're moving towards something, and as you're building something, those little steps and those little things that don't seem that significant all the time are the things that are building the path that are taking you where you're going. So I just want to, you know, keep encouraging you guys, especially with sales. Like, you know, sales is one of those things where you're finding you know, especially depending on the kinds of sales that you're doing, you know, you're looking for gold. You know, you're calling people, you're talking to people, you're finding people, people are finding you, and you're wanting to see if it's the right fit. And so you have to just always stay really, really upbeat and really happy that you're talking to people. It's like, wow, I get to talk to someone. Can I help them? You know, what's going to happen? And you just don't know. And sometimes you may think that you're not really talking to a prospect, but the truth is that, you know, some of the most surprising sales that I've had were people who I never thought were going to buy anything from me, you know? And it was so funny. I remember this one girl, you know, I got on the phone with her, and she was listening, and she was, you know, nice, but she didn't seem like she even cared about anything that I was saying. But, you know, I was just, you know, telling her what we're doing and everything like that. And at the end, she was like, okay, great, you know, let's do this. And I was like, okay, awesome. And I was completely shocked. I had no idea that that was going to happen. So when I feel like, you know, the one thing I just want to really point out is, you know, there have been a lot of different things that I've accomplished over the years. And as I look back on that, and anyone can say that about their life, you know, and I want you to make sure that when you're looking at your life, you're looking at yourself and saying, I've accomplished a lot. And if you don't feel that way, I want you to go back and I want you to write down everything that you did, from learning how to tie your shoes to learning how to brush your teeth, and, you know, and keep moving forward, because every day we're accomplishing things. Every day we get to be a bright spot in somebody's life. You know, if you smile at people, the difference is amazing. You know, I don't know if you've ever realized how beautiful you are when you smile, and how nice people are when they smile. And when you smile at someone, they're really, really excited. It's like, you know, yes, it's like, okay, great. You know, they're nice to me. And everyone needs to be treated well. So treat people well. And, you know, when you build on that and you keep doing that, you're just gonna find that things get better and better and better. And you're gonna have more fun. You're gonna appreciate more. You're gonna be more grateful. And everything's just gonna go more smoothly, okay? So when you feel like, oh, I'm doing this again, or you're feeling like, what's the purpose? Sometimes the purpose isn't that we're supposed to be that exciting or that thrilled. You know, like that epiphany that I had when I was sick, that, you know, my doctors and my lawyers literally had gone to school for years so they could help someone who was pathetic and sick and non-functional like me have a place to go to talk to. You know, I was like, that was my life. You know, I was talking to these lawyers and they were there to help me, and the doctors were there to help me, and they were doing all these things. And so, you know, that was what it was about. So I would say that, you know, when you're, sorry, my cat's here. That's Macy. Can you see Macy? There's Macy. When you realize that you are serving a purpose, you know, maybe you're not in the glamour role today. Maybe you're not in the, oh, I'm so excited that I get to be this person today. You know, there have been times where I've been that person that you don't want to be. You know, I hate that about myself. But you know, we all have that. You know, there are going to be times when you're going to be like this really great person, and then there are other times where you're going to be like, not. And that's part of the human experience. It's part of what we're about. So stay really focused on your goal and know that all these little things that you're doing are getting you there. And give yourself the ability to acknowledge the little things that you've accomplished. You know, if you made whatever you did, you know, if you talk to people, if you made progress in something, you know, whatever your walk is, whatever you're doing now, just keep acknowledging those wins and keep building on that. And just know that every day you're moving that bar closer, you're moving that bar closer, you're getting stronger, you're doing what you need to do. And you're gonna find that you're gonna be in an amazing spot. You know, it's like anytime, I mean, I think I do this more, I'm older maybe than some of you, but you know, when I look back at, you know, where was I a year ago? And then where am I at today? Sometimes I'm like, wow, that's amazing. Look at all that stuff that happened. Look at all that cool stuff that went on. And so you can really, really enjoy the process of your life, but don't let yourself get caught up when it's boring. It'll be boring a lot of days. You know, there are going to be a lot of days where you're just going to be like, this again, you know. And if you're doing a business, you know, there's paperwork and then there's money stuff and whatever you have to take care of. So just find the joy and just know that you're doing something and keep doing things and you're going to get there. And chat me, you know, and tell me down there, you know, like in the comments, like, what are you working on? You know, what's working? You know, if you're feeling like you have struggles or something's like not quite together where you want it to be and you need, you know, some perspective or something, you know, let me know what you need. You know, I'll do my best to kind of, you know, give you some advice or something like that. If you know of anybody who's feeling seriously bored and not feeling very productive and they need to know that success actually is a very boring thing to go through, you know, then please share this video and let people know that, you know, it's just not always going to be like the most amazing thing that you've ever wanted to do. You know, some days you're just going to feel like this sucks, and that's okay. Enjoy that. Enjoy that moment of redundancy. If you're ever bored, the older you get, the more boring you want to be. I just want to tell you that if you're young and you always want excitement, you'll outgrow that. I mean, I want boring, predictable. I like calm, you know, keep me calm. I just want it even, steady, that makes it better. So just acknowledge what you're accomplishing. You know, it's okay if it's boring. It's okay if it doesn't have that much excitement. Just keep doing it. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep moving forward. Keep striving and just be fabulous, okay? And let people know if they need to know about this, share with them and comment below if you, you know, feel like your boring isn't good enough. We'll talk about how good boring can be. All right, you guys have a good time. Thanks.